Number 4 Arbitron Rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yowza.
It's time for an edition of He's Full of Crap.
Yay!
Today's celebrity is as hot as today's headlines.
Really?
Starring in the critically panned Miami Vice.
Mm-hmm. I bet I know who it is.
Jamie Foxx.
Oh, I can imagine. He's good for some crappy quotes.
He's full of crap.
I had to be careful with it because, you know, Miami Vice, they spent a lot of money on this film. So Michael Mann was like, I want you dedicated. I want you here every day and I want you working. But Timbaland allowed me to use his studio bus. So I would do a scene, sneak on the bus, singer come, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then run back. And then all the while, Michael Mann was like, what's going on in that bus? And I saw Kanye West come out of there. I said, no, we just sitting there having a good time. You know what I'm saying? So we had to kind of hide it from him. But it was a good thing because the energy that you would get in Miami off the set, I would just go right onto the bus and lay something fly down.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you're just so happening, Jamie. You are so incredible.
That's right, because I've always wanted to see what it would be like if Ray Charles was in Miami Vice.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's exactly what you get now with Jamie Foxx. Is every single role is Ray Charles. Thank God he did, Any Given Sunday before he did Ray. Otherwise, it would have been Ray Charles playing quarterback.
If that were the case, though, the car chases will be good.
Hey, was that Kanye West coming out of your bus? Is that Kanye? Oh, you're in trouble. You're so cool. So much. You're such a multi. You're such a triple threat performer. Ass!
Full of crap.
God, he was able to lay down some fly tracks.
We've got one more. Hold on.
So he says.
Yes, how about working with the handsome Colin Farrell? He's full of crap.
Ladies, watch out. Colin Farrell is at his hottest right now.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
You're a good team.
I mean, even I was caught up. I was like, look at, man, dude.
Yeah.
Full
really?
Of crap.
Your thing over there, brother. Because, I mean, there's something about him. We did a party for Ocean Drive Magazine in Miami, and I brought Eddie Murphy. He was there, and everybody, Eddie, I had Shaq there, and the women just lost their mind. And it was laughing. Like, oh, no, it was crazy, you know. So it was a good run. The thing that people don't know about Colin, he's a family guy. So we'd have his mother, he would have his father there, and his two sisters. And it was like being in Ireland almost, because, you know, he's like, the whole thing, right? And it was just great.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's
how we play.
He got it. He got his plug in, he got his crap in, and he got his ass kissing in.
He's full of crap.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. And that movie last year with the stealth.
Yes.
I think with the stealth plane, his name's Stealth.
Yeah.
Again, it was like Ray Charles flying a plane.
Exactly. Well, it'll always be Ray.
Which, incidentally,
be very hard.
I'd go see.
They will cure your irritable bowel syndrome. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I'm thinking that's a great follow-up to Soul Plane.
Wow.
If you have Ray Charles flying a plane.
I love Soul Plane. I really do. I watch Soul Plane when it comes on cable now. I didn't go see it in the theaters, but I love it for its novelty.
You and my dad.
Yeah, Soul Plane?
Yeah, he's a fan. I know he's had more than three beers when he's watching Soul Plane.
You cannot beat it when they show the plane with the spinners. I'm sorry. That, to me, is worth the entire movie.
Jamie Foxx, God bless him. I think we all agree he's very, very talented.
Incredibly talented.
But the problem is... Now okay.
What Rob just said.
Rob again has his own... Rob's like a bobblehead doll over there just going, no. He is very talented. Yeah. But we gave him the goddamn Oscar, and now he thinks that his doesn't stink.
I think that celebrities that achieve that kind of stardom, that can keep perspective, mm-hmm. are exceptions to the rule.
Oh, yeah.
I think Tom Hanks is an example of it. You get people that are just so...
Oh, no, hold on.
They're having
hold
smoke
on.
Blown
hold
all day
on.
Long. What?
Hold on.
What?
I got a Tom Hanks... I've been wanting to talk about Tom Hanks. Did you know he was in town last week?
I did not. No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Just hold on one second.
Wow. Fitting into that same category?
Yeah, well, yeah, and even more
saving
so.
The world and the world according to Tom Hanks.
Okay. Tom Hanks, you are Mr. Everyday, down-to-earth, good guy, right?
The last we talked about Tom Hanks was when he was coaching the Oscar winners. on how not to be long-winded.
Yeah, but you just threw out his name, and it's funny you threw out his name, like, as maybe one of the not dick guys.
I threw out his name as one of the dick guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, thank you. Well, then you'll even appreciate it even more.
Yeah, because Tom Hanks and Jamie Foxx were cut out of the same mold.
Oh, thank you. See, I thought you were saying he's not one of our great ones.
We both flipped on Tom Hanks at the same time when it was right when he started, doing all the movies with Steven Spielberg. Like, he was the authority on astronauts. Then, he was the authority on World War II.
Then you're going to love this for He's Full of Crap.
Okay.
With Tom Hanks. And this one is without sound bites. This is just a story. So, Tom Hanks, because he's so beloved and so down to earth and ordinary like all of us, wants to have his 50th birthday be a little special for him.
Okay.
So what he's doing is he's going to every major league ballpark this summer with his son and with some of his Hollywood buddies.
Ron Howard and Dennis Miller.
Oh, God.
Now, this past weekend, I was watching the Nationals, our team here in D.C.
Yes, go Nats. Nats are playing some good baseball.
They're playing the Cubs. Mm-hmm. It's in high def. And I figure, hey, they're the local team. I'll watch the local team. Sure. I like the Nationals.
Sure.
Turn it on for a second, and right away, bingo, it's the right time. They got the shot in the stands. Right. Mm-hmm. So there they are. And I noticed at the time, even though it's a very warm day, it was before the heat wave, but it was in the 80s, and it was a day game, Tom Hanks was wearing some type of shiny jacket.
Okay.
Looked like, at first I maybe thought he was wearing like maybe a baseball jacket, like those disco kind that they have?
Satin jacket.
Right.
When they went in for a close-up, the jacket said, on one side, it was a logo, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Cleveland, Ohio, and on the other side, embroidered, was Tom Hanks.
Oh, God!
Unofficial member. So, the guy's walking around on an 85-degree day wearing a very gaudy jacket that says Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with his name on it. Now, he's also in the stands, and he's got the whole he's got the baseball hat and the sunglasses on, like, hey, don't look at me. I'm an ordinary guy. Uh-huh. He is getting his ass kissed at ballparks throughout America.
He is wearing a jacket with his name embroidered.
Yep.
He has achieved that level of stardom.
Swear to Christ, he wears a
jacket with it. Even at our bottom-feeding, lowest possible rung of celebrity, we don't wear jackets with our names on them anymore.
Swear to Christ. I mean, even Ron Howard, who is in the picture, at least doesn't have, like, Imagine, which is the name of his studio, hat on. He just had a regular baseball hat on.
So, really, in order to, that can only say one thing to me. When any celebrity wears a piece of clothing like that, it is look at me.
And
so obviously he is not getting the attention.
And obviously
this
thing about him celebrating his 50th birthday and going from ballpark to ballpark with his son as a father-son bonding experience is really full of crap when you're there with Dennis Miller.
Who knows what his motivations are, but that sure sounds like the Tom Hanks promotional tour.
Yes.
What else? At one of the games, it was rained out. So they did like a press conference. They set it up in the press box where they all had witty banter with the press. So they're just loving the whole
thing. Well, he must have something coming out.
Him and Ron Howard.
Is Dennis Miller in any of his movies coming out?
No, it's just, it happened to be, I read, Jesus, I wish I had it. Tom Hanks said that it was originally he and Ron Howard decided to do this, as their rich boy lark. And somewhere along the way, they met Dennis Miller, and Dennis Miller said, hey, this seems like a groovy idea. And so now Dennis Miller is a member of the club.
Oh, my God.
Just going from ballpark to ballpark.
That is the full of crap alert.
Just regular guys hopping in the Volkswagen Beetle.
Now, what I was going to say when you mentioned Tom Hanks, and the same thing with Jamie Foxx, is that you've got a situation where I think it is an exception to the rule when celebrities, keep their head on straight, because they are 24/7 having people blow smoke up their butts all the time. And I really think that you get a guy like Jamie Foxx, he doesn't think what he's doing is bad. He's not even aware of what he's saying. It is normal for him. That is as normal as breathing. Just like with Tom Hanks, when he comes out and he says, I'm an authority on, the veterans and the greatest generation. It is as normal as breathing, because there is no one in his inner circle or in his outer circle that says something like, hey, dude, get some perspective.
He just made me laugh again, because that's another one of the things that we do hate about Tom Hanks so much. Hi, I'm Tom Hanks. Even though I'm only 50 years old and World War II happened, hold on, let me check my calendar. Oh, yes, before I was born.
Right.
Or even while I was in my mother's womb.
Sure.
let me talk to you as an expert. Mm-hmm. Let me talk to you as an expert on World War II. Yeah,
anytime he makes a movie, it seems to me, because he plays a role where someone writes some dialogue, where he plays something in that movie, he becomes an advocate and also an expert.
Yes.
You know what is a nasty word, Mike? You know what's a nasty word that I'm really starting to hate?
What's that?
Advocate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What I would really like to do is start punching advocates, because it seems to me that advocates... Listen, if people wanted to speak for themselves, they'd speak for themselves. I mean, really, if you want to be an advocate of somebody, Tom Hanks, you know, get your ass over to Israel. Get your ass over to Iraq. Get your ass over to any of the starving countries. You know, do what Brad and Angelina are doing.
That's right.
Get involved.
Well, you know, you can make fun of
advocate.
Brad and Angelina. But, you know, Brad and Angelina are over there seriously doing stuff. And,
yeah.
and they are. And it just, and I don't even mind Tom Hanks doing stuff. For whatever cause it is, but it's just when you hear him speak, he is the sanctimonious authority for everything he's associated with, and it kills me. And he's wearing a satin jacket with his name sewn on it.
Every time he advocates something, why don't you just watch a video of Bachelor Party or Bosom Buddies?
And the whole Jamie Foxx thing is really sad, because
he has no idea.
He's doing PR for this movie.
Right.
I saw him on the Today Show. I mean, he's full of energy. He's like, good morning, New York. I'm here. I'm here to do it. Yes, this is the movie of the summer. This is the movie. I want to tell you, this is it. I mean,
and for his sake.
Has he not seen a screening of the movie? Really?
For his sake, I hope that his star continues to rise and that he has an incredibly long career where people blow smoke up his ass forever. Because really, the fact is, if he doesn't, he's going to crash harder than other celebrities that are a little more grounded. It's just going to happen. I mean, don't you see a lot of these celebrities that, you know, they have their fame, they have their movie, and then they maybe roll on and do something else. And then you have people that just need it and hang on to it, and that's guys like Jamie Foxx. Yeah, lay down some fly tracks, you know. Hey, dude, where's your percent? Yo, egomaniac, stop it, please. It's ridiculous.
Listen, I never thought I'd say this to Jamie Foxx. You're no Will Smith.
Wow.
And I mean that. You know what I mean? Getting jiggy with it?
Yeah.
You know Will Smith.
Miami.
Okay.
There's a school of thought that says the ego...
Welcome to Miami.
The ego guys, you know, that if you say something like, hey, I'm fantastic, you know, hey, you know why this movie was good is because I was in it.
Yeah.
And it's like a joke. And then it slowly morphs into a real way of thinking,
perception.
And that's the way Jamie Foxx is now. It's scary.
Yeah. It's amazing, but it happens.
And also, he turns into Ray... an awful lot.
Yes.
If you're sitting there watching him being interviewed by somebody, he'll just, like, toss it in and say, yeah, this movie is really great. It reminds me when I was in Ray, when I would just all of a sudden go, and, of course, then it would,
And his inner circle's doing that, too. Nobody's going, hey, you really sounded like an ass when you said that.
And you won the Academy Award for that. Oh, shucks. I wasn't going to bring that up. I just spontaneously started doing some Ray Charles.
Mm-hmm.
What did you just put in the machine?
You requested Will Smith. Now, this is an artist. This is a fly track.
Yeah, I should have played the other one.
Which one?
My favorite.
The Wiki Wiki Wild.
He knows what I like.
Wild Wild West.
Wiki Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
Wild, wild West.
Hold on, I got it.
I just don't understand.
You know what? This is an abortion of a Stevie Wonder song.
I had to be careful with it because, you know, Miami Vice has spent a lot of money on this film. So Michael Mann was like, I want you dedicated. I want you here every day and I want you working. But I had a Timberland
full of crap.
Huh?
But now here's Stevie Wonder. No, I take it back, Will Smith.
Wicked wild, wild.
Yuck.
Wicked wild.
This is right where Will Smith started to get his comeuppance.
Right.
When Wild Wild West came out, that's when he leaned over into his adult diaper and realized that, in fact, his did smell just like everybody else's did.
It's amazing that such a bad movie could give us such an incredible piece of music. You know,
that would be Mike O'Mara speaking, everybody.
I enjoy the music of
the Wicked
Wild.
Wild.
Rightly so.
Wicked Wild Wild.
It has a nice melody.
It does.
I enjoy his.
Did you like Will 2K?
Allowed me to use his studio bus.
Oh, I'm sorry again. That's
Jamie again.
Jamie Farr.
Did you say Jamie Farr?
Yes, I did.
You said Jamie Farr.
No, that's Jamil Farrar.
I did say Jamie Farr.
Do you know I saw Jamie Farr at the LPGA Toledo Open?
I like it.
Old Jamie Farr was the host of the tournament.
Right?
Yeah. Very great.
You know what I don't like about him, what I heard about him?
What?
He's nosy.
Very.
There you go, Mike.
I like Wiki Wow, but otherwise, forget it.
You don't like Will 2K?
No. Can we get jiggy with that? I like Parents Just Don't Understand.
Yeah.
That's old school.
Exactly.
Now, Dad, this is a very sensitive subject.
Aw. That's his kid.
That's where he pulls the Kathy Lee.
Yep. Oh, yeah, he's done that forever. He's another one that has a little, you know, as far as movie stars go, a little perspective problem, I think.
Hey, how you doing, son? It's me, your dad. I left your mom to go be with a real hot piece of ass, but let me write a song for you. That's right, even because I left mom, and I'm giving the high hard one to... Is it Vivica?
Jada.
Oh, Jada Pinkett.
Right. Did he leave... I thought this was his kid with Jada.
Oh, no.
Really?
This is another one. This was from another baby's mama.
Huh.
But this song tells tells the kid...
The first was
the first one that
Anna Nicole, the kid that he had with Anna Nicole.
Even though I'm not there for you, I'm going to be there for you. All you got to do is put on this record whenever I'm not there.
You know, this is supposed to make him look really nice.
Mm-hmm.
That night I don't we are cynics.
That night I'm going to write about how I went and touched your head when you were a little baby. How I loved having you in the house. You're my little man.
Wiki Wow Wow.
But now Daddy can't be here anymore.
I pledge my life to you.
Because Jada's got a sweet daisy.
Don't worry.
If you miss Daddy, just put on my record that I wrote about you. Put on one of my movies. You see Daddy right there.
And let's bring Tom Hanks over. And he'll talk about World War II veterans and how we've forgotten them.
And the Rock and Roll
Because none of us
fame.
Know that. No, none of us pay attention
Not
to that.
Not without Tom.
Thing. Without enough, Tom's guidance ass.
Enough Will Smith.
Smith.
Jesus. Not enough Jamie Foxx.
Major Will.
Please. At least when I've seen Colin Farrell do ads for the movie, when he's asked about Miami Vice, he pretty much just runs his hands through his hair.
Yeah.
And says, you know, he was fun. You know what I mean? He's not out there whoring it like a bitch.
So is it established that Miami Vice, a total suckfest of a movie?
I dare you to find anybody of note. As a matter of fact, I can't be sure of this, but I think even Mark S. Allen from Sacramento has not given it a rave review.
Wow. Kiss of death.
Wow. Yep.
Kiss of death.
Can't succeed now.
All right, Mike, listen, are you or are you not ready for tomorrow? I know you're not ready for tomorrow.
No, I've never done anything like it. I've never done... And be careful what you wish for. I wanted to do this. I still want to do this. I'm excited about it. But I'm nervous.
Tomorrow night.
I'm nervous. It's you know why I'm nervous? I'm nervous because
the ape man.
A lot around it.
Radio's number one aper.
Mm-hmm.
Mike O'Mara.
Right.
My best buddy will sing the national anthem tomorrow night, Saturday night, July 29, at G. Dick Fitzner Stadium in Woodbridge, Virginia, as the Potomac Nationals take on the Winston-Salem Warthogs.
All right. We might get a couple of hats.
The game's at 7:05. Baseball fever. Catch it.
I'm very, very excited. But the pressure is enhanced. It would not, you know, I don't care how many people are going to be at the game. The pressure is there because we have everyone from our crew going.
And we're going to be recording it. Robbie, yeah. I think, aren't we getting a feed right from their soundboard?
Yeah, it'll be pristine.
Oh, perfect.
And then we'll play it on Monday's show. Come on.
I mean, I'll do it. I'm going to be
You're
fine.
A good singer, Captain.
And I'm not
Hook.
Going out tonight. I'm staying in tonight. So I'm going to be in good voice tomorrow. I'll be able to... I won't have the, you know, the Wednesday night appearance voice that would really... I don't think I could have done it if I had to do it yesterday at, like, noon.
All right. So how
it
are you...
It wouldn't have worked.
Are you going to do it...
I'm doing Robert Merrill. I'm doing the... not like phony opera guy, but I'm doing kind of like the... You know, I'll give you the very first part.
Okay.
Oh, say... It's not going to be the, because I'm not like a singer.
Is that the
So
lowest
I'm going to do
note?
The phony.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm
just
not going to do
it. Just give it a start. Just give
oh,
it a
Oh, say, can
stand
you?
No, no, stand up okay. like you're going to have to stand up at the
can
game.
I'll give as much as you want, because I could use the pressure off to rehearse it a little
bit. Let's hear some of it.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed? There, that's the style I'm going to do it in. Because I'm not going to do the... I can't... The other way is To me, sounds like I'm jive doing it. Doing it jive is the only way I really know how to do it.
Sound like Santa Claus.
Oh, see, can you see?
But just do it in your regular voice.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
That's nice.
What
that.
So
like that.
Proudly we
That's
hail
real nice. See,
at
not,
the twilight's last gleaming.
I'm not BSing you.
You know what? I might at the last minute do it that way anyway. So I'm going to do it the regular way. I'll do it the way you said.
It seems more relaxed, and maybe that'll help you.
May I offer one piece of advice?
What?
Don't pay attention to the speakers when they start playing your voice back at you a half a second later.
Delay.
The delay will mess.
I don't think
with
it's
your
that
head.
Big a stadium.
It's still going to mess with your head.
I don't think it's going to be as bad as like if you did it at a really massive stadium. I think it's going to be
just remain focused on the moment.
And the
Rockets ready.
You know all the words?
Yeah, I was practicing in the car. That's good where I'm doing you. All my practice. Anybody that was passing me
how
in the
loud?
Car. Huh?
How loud?
Full
really?
Loud. Cool. You know, full good. Loud over the air conditioner. You know, oh, say. And the only thing I was going to do at the end was I might try the double note.
Oh, really?
Home of the.
Or the land of the free.
Wow.
And the home of the brave. But I don't think I'm going to do that because if you F that up, it's very embarrassing.
It's not good.
And I think also that's unless you're like a professional singer, that's jive to do that. So I don't want to do
it.
Well,
you're
a
DJ at a minor league baseball game. I think you can do it any way you want to do it.
But I will do it the way you suggest, which is kind of a, say, can you see?
That sounded more natural.
That is more natural.
Yeah.
But there's
I kind of wanted to do the, oh, say,
sure. Well, maybe you want to. Knock yourself out.
Johnny Constantino.
He's a nice boy.
And of course, then what I was really, which I could not do, because as Roseanne demonstrated, when you do this with the national anthem, you cause major controversy. But I was so tempted to get there and go, oh, like Dennis Murphy.
No, we don't want that.
And if you go for that double note thing, there's always a chance it's going to come out Charlie.
Yeah, I know. And I'm free.
And the home.
But I'm more nervous about the combination because I didn't know that I was
throwing out the first pitch.
Yeah, how did that get worked in there? I guess they said that's included.
They thought it would be an honor.
A nice touch.
Because I haven't had a chance to practice that, and I might practice that tomorrow too. I got baseballs at home. So
don't worry about that, Tiger.
You know, you said do it from the mound, right?
Yeah. Well, you don't want to be a pussy and stand in front of the mound.
Well, I'll do it from wherever they tell me to do.
I even saw Bush did it from the mound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if George W.
I could
did
throw
it,
a baseball.
George
how
Bush
many,
doesn't care about black people.
How many
brother,
feet
what
is
can
it?
I do you
wanna,
to help you?
You want to sing like yourself and throw like
it's
Robert Merrill.
400 feet, Rob.
No, this is
it's
that
400
big.
Feet from home plate to the pitcher's mound.
It looks smaller on television.
And Mike, don't forget, stand on the rubber.
I just don't know what to
and
wear.
And by that, of course, I mean, Buzz, the condoms.
I thought, yeah, because he can't help it.
Don't forget to stand on the rubber.
Sure.
And I'm getting, I just don't know whether to go with the regular tux or the pale blue tux.
But usually this is obviously really breaking news. Okay.
Wow.
Hello.
Hey, Don, hey, Mike. Long time no talk.
Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to be there to support you.
All right.
Presents?
Are you bringing the presents?
I bring my...
Didn't you hear Rob's request that the only way you could come?
Is what?
We all agree.
Rob, why don't you step up to the microphone and tell Dennis...
Hi, Dennis. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Rob. How you doing?
Great. It's just been so long since we've seen you. I thought it might be a nice gesture if you brought our Christmas presents to the game. Wrapped.
Well, how about a Glock and Walker studio next week?
Not so much.
How about you tell us where the frig you've been?
Well, I've been doing stuff and.
How's your gas station?
That was sold.
Yeah, now, hey, John.
Norman.
Hey, Johnny.
Hello.
Johnny.
Yeah.
I'm talking to John Norman. When did we start getting emails from people saying that Dennis was buying a gas station or a restaurant?
That had to, well, I think the gas station email started in January, and then I'd say the restaurant stuff started, like April or May?
Norman.
Dennis, are you a restaurateur?
I'm an investor in a restaurant.
Ah.
I'm an investor in a restaurant.
So you just have a hand in it.
Yeah. Okay, right? Mm-hmm.
So what have you been up to, Murphy?
I've been, running But I'm not running. I've been helping a brother-in-law, and I've been helping at the restaurant, and I've been looking to get into another business.
At the restaurant, front of the house or back of the house?
I do the accounting for them.
Do the accounding?
Yeah.
Oh, they were shorthanded?
Hey, now come on.
I've been shorthanded for 47 years.
When Buzz jumps in, you know that you're doomed. Mm-hmm. You're doomed. Dennis, you realize that your spot on the totem pole. My God, damn! Let me just look at
Dennis. She used to call the show like every day.
Let me just look at some of the people who are ahead of you. Well, of course, your nemesis Tom is ahead of you. Bob Mailman is way ahead of you.
Well,
God, we love Robert. Cheryl the Big Dyke is ahead of you. Homosexual Joseph is ahead of you.
Yep.
But I bet Dennis would give his eye teeth to be back in the thick of it.
Oh, never said. I lost a middle tooth a couple months ago.
Dennis,
you what?
He lost a middle tooth.
Oh,
Dennis, I don't want to hear about your teeth, about your bad dog-like teeth. We offered to give you new teeth, and we found a dentist who gave Robert the Mailman new teeth, and they were teeth that you passed on,
you
friend.
Blew it.
I didn't pass on it. I was scared, but I'm glad Robert got his new set of choppers.
Hold on. You've got half a tongue, dog's teeth, and you're missing a hand. That's not a put down, that's a fact. Hold on a second. Let me just restate that.
Okay.
You have half a tongue, dog's teeth, and you are missing a hand.
Dog's teeth.
You were afraid of going to see a licensed dentist who was going to give you free medical assistance, free, regular, non-wolfen-like teeth?
How are the teeth now?
Well, the teeth are doing well, except for the lost tooth.
Yeah. Which tooth? Describe exactly which tooth we're talking. You said middle.
That
kind of confuses.
The bottom middle.
Yeah, so do you have like a big homeless gap down in the lower?
I have a congolese life gap.
How did the tooth come dislodged? Were you eating a Twinkie?
Did it just work itself
out? Actually, I was eating a sandwich, and that's not
Uh-oh.
Well, thank God you didn't lose one of the good teeth.
Oh, God.
Dentistry the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, okay. Well, Dennis, what can I say?
All right, Dennis, you can come.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Yeah. We had floated the invitation out there.
Mike, you will do well, because I did well. Don't worry about it.
I won't even think about your performance when I'm performing.
It's too bad we've already submitted the will call list. You're going to have to buy a ticket.
Rob, could you make a special
I'll try, ticket? But I... Stop by Will Call and bring ID.
Okay, I'll do that, Rob.
Okay, goodbye now, Dennis.
Don?
Yes,
Dennis, is there any chance you give Tom Gavin a ride?
Yeah, you know what? You could be a pal.
Because Tom can't go. He doesn't have the money for a cab.
He really needs a lift.
I know, but remember, I spent 7 hours with him a couple months ago.
Well, no, but he really needs a ride, and this is just... You know, once you get to the game, you don't even have to sit with him.
Speaking for myself, I would feel no need for you to buy me any type of gift.
You know what? I'm right in that camp. I will. You don't have to bring gifts ever if you give Tom a ride to the game.
You owe us so many years of Christmas presents. But let's just forget that and wipe that slate clean.
I don't even know because the bridges seem to have been burned between you and Tom.
Now, Tom may not even accept the ride from Dennis.
That's what I was going to say. You never know. I mean, you think he'll take the ride?
Sure.
Dennis, would you be willing?
A couple hours with Tom, what the heck?
And you got to take him home, too.
Yeah, you have to take him home.
You can't believe him.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be fun. You'll enjoy. Yeah, you guys will enjoy the ride.
You two are like David Spade and late Chris Farley.
We'll have to wait on Tom and find out if Tom is going to accept the ride from you.
Well, okay, but if Tom is alive, I will go by and pick him up.
That's a
very
boy.
Good, Dennis.
That's the best
Dennis.
Present of all.
Thanks a lot.
you've made Tom very happy.
Touch a hand, make a friend. Dennis, we'll see you tomorrow night out at the stadium.
By the way, I do need a hand. If someone has a hand, extra hand, I'll take it.
What do you mean? You need a prosthetic?
A hand transplant.
A hand up, not a hand out.
Are you viable for a hand transplant?
I think I can, but the only thing with a hand transplant...
It means maybe you have to, like, go to a doctor and find out about
no,
it.
Don't you remember when
there was that guy in the news? Excuse me, but Buzz had a story in the news about a guy that had hand replacement. We thought of Dennis at that time.
Right.
By the way, Buzz.
Yes?
Did you get the story last weekend? Someone went into a meat store and went behind the counter and cut his hand off with a meat cleaver?
I did. I saw that story.
Okay.
Yeah. Dennis, serious question. Are you able to get a hand? Could they transplant a working hand onto yours?
On
your stump.
But the thing is, I'm going to have to take medicine for the rest of my life.
Would you anti-rejection
medicine? And Dennis, come on. So you mean to tell me that the thought of just taking medicine is the thing that's keeping you from getting a hand?
That's worse than not having the hand?
Well, you know what? If someone can, if it could be done, why not?
Would you accept a transplant of a left hand onto your right arm?
Because I'm losing feeling in my left
hand. How about a foot?
Would you take
a foot?
Hmm?
Have you seen a doctor about it?
If they could put a foot instead of a hand at the end of your arm, would you take it?
No. I'm not going to be
good for
an
you.
Odd
That's
guy.
Silly.
I'm odd already.
What if, Rob had a great question. What if it was the hand for the other hand?
Left hand on your right
a
arm.
A left hand on your right stump.
Come on. I need both hands.
What if it was a woman's hand?
Why not?
A woman's hand. That would be fun.
That's interesting.
Would you take a black man's hand?
Oh, we found his line in the sand.
A black man's hand? What the hell? Why not?
What about a Chinaman's hand?
A Chinaman? That's fine.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, not as black as a black man's hand.
American Indian?
Okay, Buzz.
Okay, Buzz.
Yeah. Okay, Buzz.
Sorry, Dennis.
Well, okay, I'll tell you what,
Dennis, why don't you just please be a pal, mm-hmm. contact Tom,
okay.
work it out, and we'll see you cats, the Odd Couple, tomorrow night at the baseball game.
Yeah, the Odd Couple. Thanks a lot.
Between the two of them, they're going to get a great parking spot.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. I've got a good parking spot anyway.
I know you do.
Dennis doesn't even need the tag.
Right.
All Dennis has to do is just roll down his
Seriously.
Window.
Seriously.
Just roll down his window.
I'll tell you, if you roll up and it's Tom, Gavin, and you in the car, you guys can drive on the sidewalk.
You know, remember when they used to bring the pitchers out in a little golf cart?
Right, exactly.
That's exactly what they would get.
In the shape of a baseball? That
yeah.
would be the perfect one, wouldn't it?
A golf cart. That would be nice.
We look forward to a spell. A night. All right, come out.
Yeah. I forgot how much you love just being on the radio, how hard it is to just say goodbye to you.
Okay, goodbye, Don, and goodbye, Mike.
Yes, okay, bye, discipline
Dennis.
Now.
Hey,
hang up.
Yes, Dennis.
Hang up, please.
Congratulations.
Come on.
Thank you. Bye, Dennis.
Hang up.
There he goes.
He's gone.
He goes.
Super Murph.
Yes.
There he goes.
Don, we have a show business bulletin.
Oh, hold on a second.
Yes. Breaking news indeed.
Happy or sad, Buzz?
I think you'll enjoy it. It's probably sad, but I think you'll enjoy it anyway.
Is it a celebrity passing?
No, the celebrity has survived.
Who is it?
Oscar-winning actor and director Mel Gibson has been arrested for driving under the influence in Malibu, California.
When news breaks out,
the passion of the drunk.
Break in. I'm Donnie Rather. When news breaks out, we break in.
Wow.
Police say he was driving at an excessively fast speed when they pulled him over.
Well, he's a braveheart.
Yes.
A little early to drink, isn't
it? Yeah, I mean, really, out there? When did they pop him?
I don't have a time.
Probably last
on the arrest.
Night. I would assume it was probably last night.
It says today,
night.
So maybe after midnight.
They pulled him over,
morning.
They pulled him over, and, right. and the cop said, Jesus Christ. And he said, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
Word of that was just released.
Wow.
I wonder how his buddy Ron Howard will feel about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I also heard when he was driving, he was ignoring all of the signs. I know that was an obscure one.
They'll crucify him for this.
Yours was better.
He got mad at the cop.
Yeah.
Oh, Max.
He was sitting there. I'm surprised you could pay attention with that dog in the car. I still, you know, it still goes back to Mad Max, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Though that's the Mel Gibson I love.
Best scene in Mad Max, when the guy tries to catch the boomerang and it cuts all of his fingers off.
Right. Yeah. But it's a reminder to all our listeners, if you drink and drive, just remember that car is a lethal weapon.
Gosh, I hope that his career isn't held for ransom.
Now we're fighting. There's so many more. So many more. Wow, man.
I'll tell you what, Mike. You know,
go ahead.
Even though, see, this is not a Jap attack. We're really playing. Right. Can I tell you, sometimes I complain about the fact that I don't know, but I do know this. I know what women want. That's the one we could read Helen Hunt's mind.
Right.
It's a good thing that he didn't get in a wreck, because he could have turned into a man without a
fight. I wanted that one.
You know, it's no fair that you play. It's no fair that you play. It was just me and Mike.
Damn.
But it's a victory for me. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm forever young.
Oh, wow.
That's the one where he was the guy like from the 1940s who came back in time.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you're king of the Mel Gibson movies. You win. Congratulations.
Long may you live.
I'm conceding early. I'm out. I can't think of anything.
And what's that one that's in, like, blue and white, not black and white, blue? Is it Payback? Payback? Like, where he's a mobster, he goes after some guy in Chicago. Payback?
Right.
Boy, am I gay for Mel Gibson movies, I guess.
And now he's in trouble. Our boy's in trouble.
Well, he's a celebrity. What the hell? He'll get right out of it.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Like a bird on a wire.
Who cares? He will. He'll meet someone in rehab, and the next thing you know, he'll have a great idea for his next great motion picture.
Well, you know what? That
the
Catholic
genius
church
of Mel Gibson.
That Catholic church he goes to, you know, he hits the wine because, you know, he's a drinker.
Genius of all of our celebrities. Thank God Jamie Foxx is okay. That's all I can say.
Yes. And Jamie Farr.
And Jamie Farr. Absolutely. You know what? We never, so Mike's thing is tomorrow night.
Right.
We
I'd like to see a big crowd. It will make me very happy if you come out and support us.
You'll Mike, I'm sure they'll have a sellout tomorrow night. We'll have a complete replay on Monday's episode of Mike singing, throwing out the first ball. Lots of tape of us hanging out in the stands, getting drunk. Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, Joe, Tom. Dennis.
Special parking.
Bob. Cheryl. Joseph.
RJ.
RJ?
RJ's coming.
Raymond?
Yeah.
Oh, your butler? Wow.
The entire extended family.
It's official now. I'm wrapping my children in saran wrap.
The land of misfits.
We'll be there.
The land of misfit toys, for God's sake.
It's be our box. It'll look like a carnival.
When we come back, we'll find out why Buzz is in such a funk. And also, we'll have episode number 2 coming up.
Yay.
Of the brand new radio soap opera, Meet the Fartleys.
Fantastic.
Meet the Fartleys. So everybody get your thespian stuff together, and we'll be right
number
back.
Number 4, Arbitron Rated, The Don and Mike Show.